For a video to go viral on YouTube, it usually has to show something tear-jerkingly cute, dangerously stupid, or extremely funny. Parody is a good bet. This classical music duo's video is a send-up of highbrow and pop culture.
First I was afraid, I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side.
That's violinist and singer Alexei Gudzman. Yanky Jew is the pianist. The YouTube clip is from A Little Nightmare Music, their first comedy and classical music show. It's logged millions of views, and the pair recently brought the stage version to the U.S. for the first time. Yanky Jew and Alexei Gudzman are in the studios of WGBH in Boston. Welcome to both of you.
Hello.
Hello, Leanne.
Hello. Let's start with you, Alexei. You're the one singing I Will Survive. What made you think this would work for a comedy classical show?
Well, because, you know, when you have a Russian accent, you think of song that sounds Russian. Okay, I don't really talk like that, but I could have done, I guess. Actually, the song I Will Survive is based on a harmonic structure, which is very commonly used in a lot of music. It's actually used by Bach, by Beethoven, by pop groups like Europe what's the song?
Final Countdown.
You know, Killing Me Softly. It shows that all music comes from the same roots.
You're both obviously highly skilled. Where were you trained? Did you goof around with music from the beginning, Alexei?
We went to the Yehudi Menuhin School in England, in London. And the interesting thing about that is, of course, that, you know, it was founded by great violinist Sir Yehudi Menuhin, Lord Yehudi Menuhin, actually. And he was a very open-minded person. He was not someone who would just say, okay, classical music, that's it, you've got to practice, don't do anything else. He invited people like Ravi Shankar, like Stefan Grappelli, to come to school to perform, to talk about different types of music, and that encouraged us to become complete madmen that we are, you know, in some way, but in positive ways as well.
We were passionately discussing about music and the state of classical music and what we wanted to do and fascinating composers, and we both felt we might not have put it in this sort of advanced terminology back then, but we both felt that the state of classical music, the ceremony surrounding classical music, had very little to do with the spirit in which it was originally created.
Yes. Were you inspired by P.D. Kubak at all?
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Oh, definitely.
Massive inspiration.
Definitely. P.D. Kubak, Victor Borge also, of course.
Dudley Moore.
People like Glenn Gould actually delved into comedy a little bit. And the thing about coupling music with humor, in a way you don't have to couple it, because a lot of music has so much humor in it. A lot of Beethoven, Brahms, not so much perhaps, but...
we could never understand why it was legal to cry in a concert hall but illegal to laugh, because there are so many moments in Haydn, Mozart, Shostakovich,
hilarious
Beethoven.
Hilarious moments.
Which, if, in the hands of the right performer, are hilarious, but people would always give us scowling looks for laughing, thinking that we're just mucking around.
I'm speaking with violinist Alexei Gudzman and pianist Yanky Jew about their comedy and classical music show, A Little Nightmare Music. Let's hear one of your sketches. It's a play on Mozart's Rondo alla Turca.
Could we play this in A major?
Why?
Why? Look, the audience here is very positive. The feeling here is very happy, very up. The feng shui here is A major. Come on, play an A major. Yeah, major thing is good, but... could it sound more, I don't know, Oriental, Asian, Turkish, yin-yang, ping-pong, latsu, something?
So do you start with like a particular composition in mind that you want to mess around with, or do you find like the punchline first and then try to find a piece that works around it?
both and neither. Yes. No, it really depends. I mean, we have so many different ways of working creatively. Sometimes it is the punchline that we have in our mind. Sometimes it is just purely the idea of, hey, wait, this piece works together with this piece, and let's see how we can combine it. And then we find a punchline later on to fit in the scenario. So we don't set ourselves any borders. We don't say, okay, well, that we really can't really do. I mean,
this may seem like a surprise, but when Alexei and I, we sat down to write this show in the summer of 2004 in Vienna, our objective was not to write a funny show. We wanted to create this show that we'd always had at the back of our heads, which would mix classical music and other types of music with theatrical elements. And of course, we can't avoid the humorous elements, but we didn't say, okay, now we're going to write a successful funny show. We just felt that we had to write these sketches, we had to write this material because we wanted to say certain things. And thank God at the end of the day, they were funny, but that we didn't intend them to be necessarily.
And one of the most important things for us when we do go on stage is never try to be funny, because it's just the least funny thing if you see someone trying to be funny. Just try to be as serious as possible in some ridiculous, crazy situation, and that's the funniest thing ever.
Pianist Yanky Jew and violinist Alexei Igudzman are the creators of the classical music comedy show A Little Nightmare Music, and they joined us from member station WGBH in Boston. Thank you both.
Thanks, Leanne. Thank you.
You can see a video of Alexei Igudzman and Yanky Jew performing at WGBH on our website, nprmusic.org.